This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, I do have an interview with Umaonomisa Dube Ncube. But because this is an esteemed guest, I'm just going to leave you a little bit of a biography.
No problem, yes. No problem.
Yes, so Umaonomisa Dube Ncube is a South African politician and former Premier of KwaZulu-Natal. She made history as the first woman to hold this position, appointed in August 2022. Before becoming Premier, she served in various government roles, including MEC for Finance, where she managed the provincial budget and oversaw financial affairs. She was also the MEC for Cooperative Governments and Traditional Affairs, COGTA, focusing on local government and traditional leadership issues, known for her commitment to service delivery and community development, which is somehow related to what we are talking about today. Umaonomisa Dube Ncube has been a prominent figure in KZN politics for many years, advocating for economic growth and women's empowerment. Yes, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I will not waste your time. So I will just get to it. So I want to know, Guti, what was your role here today?
Well, thank you very much for having me. Well, my role today was to participate in this Ingwiyazana that is happening here, which is the community engagement and development by the MUT, discussing a very important subject of developing an incubation for entrepreneurs. As you would know that our country is still reeling high numbers of unemployment, and so it becomes very important for us ukuthi izindaba zokwakhiwa kwamathuba omsebenzi kodwa ngaphandle kokwakhiwa kwamathuba emsebenzi. For us, into ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi thina sizisebenza kanjani, siwakhe kanjani imisebenzi thina ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sifukule umnotho wethu walapha eNingizimu Afrika, kodwa kakhulukazi walapha KwaZulu Natal. Sihlale sibona-ke ukuthi ama-universities, ama-technicals amaningi, we produce what is called unemployed graduates.
Yes.
Why? And it's because in many instances, I call it a mismatch. Mismatch because into esifundayo nento esifunwa market are two different things. We're not talking to what the market wants, and we're not doing what the market wants. So what the MUT is doing here today, it's very important because it's beginning to say, what is the entrepreneurial spirit? What it is that is needed for us to grow the economy, for us to ensure that the young people that we are growing are the young people that would be ready to take this province to the next level, but also to take this country to the next level. And that is very important what the MUT is doing. And I'm very excited to really be participating in this, because it's not only also talking to MUT family, it's talking to various stakeholders that are participating here from various other institutions of higher learning, also from various organizations, so that you bring in people with the like-minded, including people from around here, community members, who are part of the family of these institutions. And one of the important subjects that I brought in is that njengoba sila sumphakathi wase MUT, how do we relate to what is happening in Pakatini Kamgagiona? Cinema shopping malls are konala, but to what extent are we producing for Lauma shopping malls ala? Lauma shopping malls is twala gu, sio tenga gu, easy piece into SS producer IoTin, SS Layo, S Kamgagloma shopping mall, OCA Lanjek Pela, is interesting as none of what is produced urban. Where does that money go? And where does that money end up? Or that money is not even coming back to us, because if we are to grow our economy, the money must circulate amongst ourselves. And that is a very important point and a very important discussion that is happening around issue, incubation, issue, entrepreneurs.
Yes, thank you. You just answered my next question very perfectly. So I just want to know, Muti, as this program is here today, What are you expecting from it? What's that outcome that you're expecting after this program?
Well, after this program, one is expecting to see some tangible projects that will be coming out of here. For instance, I've seen that in the plan, there's a plan that they want to see how they're going to be growing, for instance, the uptake from the sponsors that will be coming in to sponsor the project, but also they want to grow the budget that will be funding, but also the monies that will be generated from this project. They want to see that growing year by year, which is something very important that will be a measure to see how successful this project is going to be becoming, meaning that this project must really produce millionaires in a couple of years, not just one millionaire, but many millionaires. But also it will be motivating other young people who will be coming from this institution to say, actually, this institution is not only teaching us, you know, the tools, but it's also teaching us for the future. It's also teaching us for the environment that is outside of this learning institution to say, we must be ready for what is to come after we've left this institution. So that is a very important for me as an outcome of this. We spoke also about what is it that we must do as an institution to conscientize ourselves about the role of technology in making sure that whatever that we are doing is enhanced. In many instances, indawo eyiningi, uthola ukuthi abantu bangakwazi ukwakha ibusiness nabantu basemazweni angaphandle ngokusebenzisa nje i-technology, ngokuthi bafake into zabo kuma social media platforms, ba advertise into zabo kuma platforms, bakwazi ukuthi babonakale ukuthi yini khona abanalo. Whether you're an artist, whether you're in tourism, whether in any other sector ongaba kuyo, so i-technology ukuyifaka kwethu eyintweni esizenzayo kungayenza ukuthi umnotho wethu namatalent wethu aphakame kakhulu uma ngase sikwazi ukuthi i-technology kube yinto esizamayo ukuthi ngokushesha siyifake emsebenzini esiwenzayo, particularly as entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much, Yuma, for joining us on MUT Radio. We hope to have you again maybe in the future. thank you
very much. I hope to see you soon.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.